Flaming Network, an online network aimed at setting men on fire through the media sphere.
Welcome, Daddy, special assistant to Daddy Gio on special duty as he comes to release God's word. Are you shouting? Do it for Jesus!
I'd like to thank God for that and moment. I'd like to thank God for the convener and his glorious wife. Let's just celebrate the Lord with a clap offering. Hallelujah. Isaiah 10:17. In the King James Version, it says, "And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his bearers in one day." But I like the New Living Translation. It says, "The Lord, the light of Israel, will be a fire. The Holy One will be a flame. He will devour the thorns and the bearers with fire, burning up the enemy in a single night." And I stand to declare, whatever has been an enemy to your testimony shall be burned by fire in the name of Jesus. You see, once you're a witness of the fire of God. And once you're a witness of the fire of God, you go forth manifesting fire. I'd like someone to shout fire. I'd like someone to shout fire. Father, even as we continue this evening, I ask that by your grace, by your anointing, your fire shall be made manifest. That your sons and daughters, as Dad had declared, will move forth with that fire and anointing. They shall be witnesses of your anointing. In the name of Jesus. And let me hear a believer's amen. Let me hear fire again. I want to hear louder fire. You may be seated. The word of God shares with us a story in John chapter 9. And let me quickly mention, by the way, is there a witness in the house today? Is there a witness? Is there a witness? Is there a witness? Let that person shout aloud, hallelujah! YMR 2022! YMR 2022! You see, when you connect with what Dad said, once you're a witness of what? You're a witness of the fire of God. Once you're a witness of the fire of God. The word of God tells us, Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship, created unto by Christ Jesus, unto good works. Acts 10:38. Jesus Christ was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with, and he went about doing good. For you to fulfill your purpose, you need the anointing. For you to fulfill your assignment as witnesses, you need the anointing. For you to be able to go forth and be who God wants you to be, we have heard it. You need the anointing. Dad has mentioned it. And I believe that as Dad has declared, by this time tomorrow, people shall be hearing of signs and wonders through your prayers in the name of Jesus. You heard Pastor Daniel mention it. By a prayer, he prayed for someone. There was a testimony. You shall receive a phone call. Your prayers shall bring forth testimonies. It shall happen before the end of this program. If you are that person, shall fire! In John chapter 9, I won't read it all. Verses 1 to 25. John 9, 1 to 25. The Bible tells us of a man that was blind. And the disciples met Jesus. and said, why was this man born blind? And Jesus said, that the works of God may be manifested. I must do the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. God will allow you to encounter problems so that you can witness his power. God will allow you to be a solution provider. You will meet challenges so that his power can be manifested through you. Is somebody ready? Is somebody ready? Is somebody ready? I'd like that person to shout aloud, fire! And the Bible shares how Jesus spits on the ground and by that he anoints the man's eyes. Tells the man to go and wash his eyes. The man comes back with clear vision. People are confused. How did this happen? You see, let me tell you something about being a witness. For a witness, it is either I saw it, or I heard it, or I know it, or I experienced it. Four levels. I saw it happen. That is a witness. I heard about it. That is a witness. I know it. That is a witness. I experienced it. That is a witness. In this man's case, the people that knew he was blind and saw him see, they said, we saw it happen. They were witnesses. His father and mother were called. They said, we know he was blind. Now he sees. They knew it. They were witnesses. Those that were wondering, the Pharisees, they heard about what Jesus had done and they were confused. They heard about it. They went and they saw it was happening. But the man himself, he said, one thing I know, once I was blind, but now I see. He experienced it. I'm believing by the power of God's word, as you go forth as witnesses, through the anointing of God upon your lives, there shall be testimonies in the name of Jesus. But let me quickly tell you, what is the expectation? We have heard about it, expectations. Number one, the witness is a reflection of the goodness of God. I reemphasize, wherever you see a witness, he is a reflection. She is a reflection of God's goodness in manifestation. The word of God tells me in Psalm 107 verse 8. Psalm 107 verse 8. All the men will praise the Lord for his goodness. And for his wonderful works to the children of God. You see, whenever a witness goes forth, he is reflecting. They are reflecting the goodness of God. I believe that through someone that heard my voice, the goodness of God shall be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, my Father, I want to be a reflection of your goodness. Use me for your glory. Just pray that prayer for 15 seconds. And say, Lord, I want to be a reflection of your goodness. That every root of evil shall give way to your goodness. Use me to your glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Every witness is a reflection of the goodness of God. The Bible makes it clear. The enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But you see, when you go forth as a witness, you are declaring, my God is good. Every agenda of hell over my family, in this office, in this environment, be overruled by the goodness of God. Is there someone that is a witness in the house today? As your hands are lifted, I speak forth every evil work shall be overruled by the goodness of God through you in the name of Jesus. I want someone to shout, I am a witness. Say, I am a witness of the goodness of God. So wherever you step in, evil gives way to the goodness of God. I ask, when is your time? I repeat, when is your time? A witness is not just reflecting the goodness of God, but wherever a witness stands, they reflect the greatness of God. For you are great, you do miracles. That is it. Wherever a witness is, no matter the stronghold, no matter the greatness of a problem, there is the Almighty that can overrule all challenges. I've already shared with us, and I often share, about a young boy that had cancer in the United Kingdom at the age of 19. He had cancer. They tried chemotherapy, radiotherapy, none of it worked. That young boy that was studying in the United Kingdom told his parents he wanted to come back to Nigeria. As he came back, he was brought straight to the redemption camp. The anointing in this camp began to work. People began to kibosh over this boy. I was in university. I would come back and I would see this boy's hands would be white. And he would just say, by his stripes, I am healed. He sent for this word that healed me. He lost virtually all his teeth. His face had swollen. There was a tumor. Cancer had spread through him. And right here in this camp, they began to kibosh. A few months later, we noticed this boy was stronger. Took him back to the United Kingdom. The doctors were surprised to see he was alive. They searched. Cancer had disappeared. Why? There's a great God. Well, let me quickly finish that testimony. They now asked, which doctor in Nigeria could do that which we in the United Kingdom could not do? He said, his name is Dr. Emmanuel. Which clinic? Jehovah Raphael Clinic. He began to tell them about Jesus. Today, that boy is a master's degree holder in law. He's married. He has two children. The guy's having a glorious time. And I'll tell you what, he's my twin brother. The greatness of God was made manifest. I am a witness to the fact that our God is the Almighty. I am praying for a family that heard my voice. No matter the challenge, no matter the infirmity, no matter the affliction that had prevailed over your family, you shall be a witness of the great power of God in the name of Jesus. And if you believe you shall be that witness, shout, I am a witness. Say again, I am a witness. A witness of the greatness of God. So you're a witness of the goodness of God. You go forth as a witness of the greatness of God. May I mention in the third instance that you go forth as a witness of the grace of God. 1 Peter 5:10 says, the God of all grace, after you have suffered a while, that same God will begin to perfect you. He shall establish you and he shall settle you. What God's grace does in the race of life, the grace of God locates you and brings you to the front of that race. No matter where you have been dumped, by the time the grace of God is in manifestation, it picks you and brings you to the front. A young man shared with me how he was in year two in the university. He was selling Ogo leaves for his mother. His friends began to mock him. How can you, a year two student, begin to sell leaves? His mother told him to stop. This boy had given his life to Christ. He connected with God's grace. He said, Lord, I am connecting with your grace. I want to be a witness of your grace. By the time the man was sharing with me, God had lifted him to a point that when he moves around, DSS follows him left, right, and center. He said, I don't understand how the president can be calling me. And I go to the president's room. From selling Ogu, God has brought me to a point where I am desired by the high and mighty. It's all about grace. Is there anyone that wants to be a witness of the grace of God? Lift those hands. I decree by the power of God's word, the grace that is right here in this camp shall speak on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. Someone here that is in YMR, someone that heard my voice, God's grace shall speak for you in the name of Jesus. You shall be a witness of the grace of God. The same grace that had lifted Pastor E. Adeboye Daddy Gio, the same grace that had brought RCCG to the level she is, that same grace shall speak on your behalf in the name of Jesus. How many of you shall be a witness of the grace of God? How many of you believe that before this year comes to an end, God's grace shall be speaking on your behalf? How many of you believe by His grace and by His mercy, from being at the back, there shall be an overtaking anointing? Because I see someone coming to the front. Let that person shout a mega hallelujah. It's all about grace. Beloved brethren, God's grace becomes seen in the life of every witness. And I want to believe that by this time next year, there'll be people in our midst that'll meet Pastor Daniel and say, whatever the cost of this program is, I am ready to take charge of it. Because of the grace of God that shall be made manifest. I believe there are people that shall be meeting Daddy Gio, that shall be meeting us and say, look, by reason of God's grace, there has been an enlargement of my coast. If you are such a person, shout aloud, hallelujah. It's all about grace. The witness, a witness becomes a reflection of the grace of God. Let me quickly emphasize. A witness is a reflection of the glory of God. And so you have a situation that once you're a witness, darkness gives way to light. You're witnessing the light of God triumphing over darkness. I've heard so many testimonies, and I continue to share testimonies of a young man. Was it 2 years ago or last year? No, 2 years ago, I arrived Port Harcourt, where my base is, and this young man was in hospital. His systems had packed up. He was on dialysis. By the grace of God, I had an anointed handkerchief. I prayed for him. He had done over 30-something dialysis. Darkness had taken over. The wife met me. She said, Pastor, who is going to take care of our 7 children? Darkness was all over the family. This man could not recognize me when I got to the hospital. It was a dark situation. And I looked at her and I told her what God said. I said, the Lord said, stop the dialysis. His light is taking over darkness. It was a difficult decision. I said, the God of this commission, the God of this is going to speak forth. They stopped the dialysis. 3 weeks later, the man came and met me in my office. And he was very much okay. But let me tell you the testimony. We needed a medical report. So the wife went to the hospital and said, "May I have a medical report for my husband?" They looked at the case. They said, "Oh, this man will be dead. We don't give medical reports for dead men." And she said, "My husband is not dead. He's alive." They said, "No way. We are experts. As far as this report is concerned, this man can't be alive." I called the nurse. I said, "Give her the medical report. The man is coming tomorrow." By the time the man appeared in the hospital shook. Glory had prevailed over shame and darkness. Lift your hands and say, my Father, I want to be a witness of your glory. Every report of darkness, I reject in the name of Jesus. And if you believe that, shout a mega amen. But let me quickly mention as I round up. You see, who is a witness? A witness is somebody that has an evidence that Jesus is working. Is there anyone here that believes that they're a witness? Is there a witness in the house? Why am I 2022? A witness has an evidence about Jesus. And believe you me, brethren, before the end of this year, as you go forth through each and everyone that heard my voice, people will have a reason to know that Jesus is alive. If you are that person, shout a mega amen. A witness has an evidence. Number two, a witness has an encounter. Thank God for what God has started to do. It will be an error if you leave here with the kind of package that I hear without having an encounter. Everyone that has been a witness in scriptures had an encounter. Everyone had an encounter. Paul had an encounter. The blind man had an encounter. The lepers had an encounter. The lame man had an encounter. That's what they made them witnesses. How many of you are ready for an encounter in where I am? Just shout, "Lord, I am ready." I thought the youth could shout louder than that. Anyone that is a witness doesn't just have an evidence that Jesus is working it out, but that person must have an encounter with Jesus. That's why you should be having your prayers. That's why you should be having the prayer walk. That's why you should be having very serious militant actions, because you must have an encounter. Witnesses have an encounter. The word of God makes it very clear, beloved brethren. And let's take note of this. The word of God tells us in Psalm 68 verse 19, "Blessed is the Lord that daily loaded us with benefits." You must have encounters of the benefits of God. Encounters of the happenings of God. Kindly lift your hands. And Father, I'm in agreement with as many hands that are lifted, that your daily benefits that are released unto your sons and daughters shall cause them to have daily encounters in the name of Jesus. For as many that agree with a shout of amen, whether it's online or whether it's here, their encounters shall not be held back in the name of Jesus. A witness in the third person, in the third instance, isn't just a person that has an evidence and a person that has an encounter, but it's also a person that goes around expressing Jesus. Somebody said earlier today Witnesses have a voice. Witnesses have a voice. A witness that keeps quiet is not a witness. A witness that closes their mouth is not a witness. That person is an error. A witness that the Lord has released goodness, greatness, glory, and the person keeps quiet is an error to their generation. Tell your neighbor, I am not an error. I am a witness. Tell another person, I am not an error. I am a witness. Let me ask, when are you a witness? When are you going to be a witness? The word of God tells us in John 15:27, NLT says, you must also testify about me. You see, your expressions opens the door for greater manifestations. Your expressions, your being able to express Jesus, opens the door for greater manifestations, because testimony begets testimonies. And so, beloved youth, young adults, the emerging leaders, the young ministers, you are being brought for a program like this. 3 days of an awesome retreat, so that you can be effectively prepared as we move into the year 2023 to be an effective witness. The evidence, the encounters, the expressions. Let me quickly mention, witnesses are empowered. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Witnesses are empowered to begin to manifest the greatness of the Lord. There's a power that enables you to have a story. No power, no story. I repeat, no power, no testimony. It is the empowerment that makes a witness a witness. So for the next 2-3 days, you shall be soaking yourself with anointing, so that you can be empowered to be a witness. I want someone to just shout power. I said shout power. I'm aware that with the lineup of ministers and programs for this program, you are being empowered to become witnesses. Effective witnesses. And that's why it's important. Acts 4:33. The apostles operated with great power, and they were witnesses. Finally, I'd like us to understand that anybody, by the way, why am I 2022? Why am I 2022? Anyone that is a witness must be exploit oriented. Anyone that's a witness must be known for exploits. They that know the Lord shall be strong and do exploits. To know God means you have a revelation of Him. To know God means you have a realization of Him. To know God means that by His grace and mercy, you have a definite manifestation of the recognition of God. They that know God can't be ordinary. They do exploits. So I ask this question to the thousands of youth. What is the exploit that you shall be known for? As you are leaving this camp later on, what is that exploit that people will begin to witness in your life? Are you going to be ordinary like so many thousands and millions in this country? Are you just going to come here and you will leave and there will be no landmark in your life? They that know the Lord shall be strong and do exploits. The principal goal in life is to die empty. To pour yourself out to this generation. To pour yourself out to generations. So much so that when you see the Lord face to face, you say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. What is the exploit the thousands of you watching shall be known for? Witnesses are known for their exploits. They are exploit driven. I'm sure many of us think of different people. We know them for their exploits. What is the exploit you shall be known for? May we kindly rise, wherever you are, kindly rise and say, my Father, I am your witness. Empower me for greater works. Just pray that prayer for the next 30 seconds. I say, Lord, I ask for empowerment for greater works. I want to be a manifestation. I want to reflect your goodness. I want to reflect your greatness. I want to reflect your glory. I want to reflect your grace. Empower me for greater works. Empower me for greater works. In Jesus' name we pray. Hold the hands of your neighbor, at least two or three. And why don't you agree with them and say, oh Lord. Louder, oh Lord. I agree with my neighbor. There shall be an evidence. There shall be multiple evidences that we are your witnesses. Help us, oh God. Pray that prayer for the next few moments. Wherever we go to, there shall be an evidence that we are your witnesses. Wherever we go to, there shall be multiple evidences that we are your witnesses. Help us, oh God. We want to have an encounter with you. Through these days, oh Lord, we want to have an encounter. I agree with my neighbor. We will have encounters. Let there be a prayer. We will have encounters with you, oh Lord. Empower us, O Lord, to be expressions of witnesses. Empower us, O Lord, that wherever we go, we shall speak forth. Empower me, O Lord. And finally say, Lord, I want to know you more. That we shall do greater exploits. We want to know you more. We want to do more. Go higher. Be greater. Greater witnesses. With our gifting, with our skills, with our talents. We want to do greater works, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. May I hear a believer say amen. Amen. Let me add this as a footnote. Samson was empowered but he gave room to calamities. Multitudes have been empowered, but they fell into error. Multitudes have been empowered. They've come for such programs, but they gave room to error. I often share the testimony, and I'll end with this, of what happened when I was on campus. We had a program. Wonderful program. And then the call was made. As many of you that realize that you have given room to canker worms, as many of you that realize you have given room to defilement, the Lord says, come and put things right. That was a call. Two brothers, we are sitting beside each other. One brother wanted to come out. They were workers in the fellowship. His friend stopped him. His friend said, no, we'll do that later. Forget about it. The boy said, look, we need fire. We know our life is a mess. His friend stopped him. The boy wanted to come out. His friend stopped him. He listened to his friend. As they were going home for a semester break, there was an accident. The only person that died was the guy that wanted to come out. Beginning of the next semester, a similar program, altar call was made. The first person to run out was his friend that stopped him. That one said, I made a mistake with my friend. I don't want to make a mistake with my own life. They were workers, but they knew, like Samson, they had given room to compromise. They knew, like David, they had missed it. David was humble enough to go before the Lord and put his ways right. God honored him. Kindly lift your hands and say, my Father, anything in my life that will hinder me from being an effective witness, from being a glorious witness, let it be uprooted by fire. Pray that prayer for 15 seconds. Anything in my life that is not planted by you, anything that will hinder me from being an effective witness, let it be uprooted by your fire. I want to be an effective witness. I don't want to be a victim. I want to be a victor. In Jesus' name, we pray. And you may be here and like that boy, you realize you need to put one or two things right in your life. You know that there's an error in your lifestyle. And you're saying, Lord, I know you brought me to this retreat because you want me to put things right before the end of this year. I thank God for the anointing that is right here. I thank God for our Father and Lord that has mounted and spoken. You may be that person. You know that fire has quenched because there has been compromise. Yeah, I'll just count up to seven. And if you're that person, just lift your hands and I'll pray with you. I will pray with you. You realize there's been error in your life. I say, Lord, I want to put things right. One, two, three, four. Okay, those whose hands are up, may you kindly rush out very quickly. Just rush out very quickly. Just rush out very quickly. You're saying, I know there's been error in my life. I know I've missed it somewhere. But today I want to put my ways right with God. I want to put my ways right with God. I'd counted four, five. Six. God wants to purge and refine you. So indeed you can be ministers of fire. You can be ministers of fire. You can be effective witnesses. The Lord is set to refine you.
I surrender all to thee.
Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. I surrender. Everything I give to you.
Everything I give to you.
Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
Everyone sing it. I give myself
away. Away, so you can use me.
Sorry for the interruption. I hear 50. That means there are still 50 more persons that the Lord said should be here. I don't know those 50. I heard that so clearly. 50 more persons. Your destiny and that of those decide is a function of your decision now. God is no respecter of persons. We have one more minute. And wherever those 50 persons are, come out very quickly. Come out very quickly. I can see some people coming from the left, some from the center, from the... Please come forward very quickly. I shall be praying for those that are here. Those of you coming out, kindly ensure you are out here before I finish praying. You have been brought here to become witnesses of God's goodness, of His greatness, of His glory, of His grace. Make sure you are here before I finish praying. Don't joke around with this moment. It's your destiny that could be at stake. Those before the altar, may you kindly, and those on the screen, just touch your screen, touch your screen, or kneel before that TV. Touch your screen or kneel before that TV. Kindly repeat after me. Almighty God, I come before your presence with a sincere heart, asking for your mercy. I am very sorry for every act of sin, for every act of compromise. Please forgive me. As from today, I rededicate my life. I surrender my life to Jesus. I want to be an effective witness. I want to be a holy witness. I want to be a glorious witness. Use me for your glory. I forsake my sinful ways and I yield to the path of holiness. Help me, O God. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me this opportunity. By your grace and mercy, I will not disappoint you. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, your word is clear. Whosoever cometh to you, you will in no wise cast out. Because your sons, because your daughters have come to you with sincerity, I ask that today your grace shall speak on their behalf. That grace that brings about salvation shall prevail upon their life. That grace that enables righteous living shall be their portion. That their name shall be removed from every book of death and transferred to your book of life. May it be so, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As your children continue with YMR 2022, I stand in agreement with the hosts of heaven that without exception, each and every one shall be an outstanding witness of your grace. They shall be sanctified witnesses. None shall miss out on your kingdom. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. in Jesus' glorious name we pray. Am I here, a mega amen? Let's put our hands together as Pastor Daniel comes forward. We want to have your details. We want to pray with you. The follow-up team are on ground.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.